So, Meghna, I guess when Rosie O'Donnell took the slot at The View, LeBron James had no choice but to return to Cleveland. In the drama of King James' deliberation over what to do after leaving the Miami Heat, hosting The View was just one of the suggestions on social media. But today, the NBA star announced in Sports Illustrated, "I'm coming home to Cleveland and the Cavaliers," the team he left for the Heat 4 years ago. Brian Bull is with WCPN in Cleveland. Brian, early on, but what's been reaction? And, you know, will fans forgive?
Well, Robin, the city streets in here in downtown Cleveland are just going nuts. I was in a restaurant just checking my smartphone when the news came out over one of the local television feeds, mm-hmm. and also ESPN, and there was just a rousing cheer from a lot of the restaurant patrons who readily dropped their forks and began bursting in applause, and there was a lot of buzz. There was a lot to forgive with LeBron, of course, when he announced that he was leaving for Miami Heat. People burned his jersey.
Yeah.
There's videos posted of people setting fire to his jersey. The Cavs owner, Dan Gilbert, wrote a very, very scathing letter, open letter that was read by many that I think kind of shared a lot of the angst and anger and disappointment. He called it a cowardly betrayal. The fans did not deserve this kind of treatment, and that cast LeBron James as a self-appointed king. Now, I'm looking at the statement that came in from LeBron James just over SI.com, Sports Illustrated's website, mm-hmm. and it looks like he has been in contact with Dan and that they have made amends. And so we'll see if the fans are willing to follow suit.
Well, let's remind people, he's from Akron. You know, he's a hometown guy, probably the greatest basketball player of his generation. And there's a bit of a mea culpa in his statement in Sports Illustrated. He says, "My relationship with Northeast Ohio is bigger than basketball. I didn't realize that 4 years ago. I do now."
He does, and I think that he's coming home. I think he wants to play in an area where he feels appreciated and supported, and also, too, he says he wants to lead. It's a responsibility that he takes very seriously. He says that he was seeking championships when he left Cleveland 4 years ago. Miami already knew that feeling, he writes, but he says our city, meaning Cleveland, hasn't had that feeling in a long, long time. And so he goes on to say, "My goal is still to win as many titles as possible, no question. And if LeBron James can deliver, I think that he'll find the fans greeting him and embracing him with fervor unforeseen."
Yeah. Well, I mean, Cleveland, look at this. Earlier this week, Republicans picked Cleveland for the 2016 convention. Now they've got LeBron James back. I mean, Cleveland really does rock, as it turns out.
Cleveland is rocking. They are ecstatic. Between this, the RNC, it seems like this is a very, very positive sign for the city that's met its share of very hard times, hardscrabble times over the last few decades. This is the cherry on top of the news, all that's transpired this week.
Well, good luck with it. Brian Bull of WCPN in Cleveland, as LeBron James says, "I'm coming home." You're listening to Here and Now.
Funding for Here and Now comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink technical computing software. MathWorks, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.